Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. And as we see this, we're down to the final three shows. This one, Monday, and next Friday. And we'll have 2 years in with this great show with Tarek Brock, Brock Bucks and the Berg Podcast, coming to you live from St. Louis, Missouri. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. Goes by quick. Catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, it's more of him, less of me. Let me lay that red carpet down, put that podium in its place, hand off the mic. First of all, Tarek, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? And third of all, the challenge is on to drop the Reds below you guys in the next six games.
Man, I mean, challenge accepted. You know, we're in St. Louis, and we're going to experience some really cool things here with it being, you know, Albert's and Yadi's last, you know, three games in Busch Stadium. So it should be electric this weekend, which is good. And then before, you know, they go on the road back to our place and finish up with the last three starting Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So it'll be really cool. I'll try and document a little bit of it, you know, this weekend on, you know, Facebook, which is, you know, my first and last name, TarikBrock. Instagram is the same, you know, first and last name, but just add an SR to it. And on Twitter, it's just TarikSR. So really cool weekend coming up.
Yeah, you know, we'll get into that. And just to climax the Red Series, boy, Bryce Wilson had another stellar performance against the Cincinnati. He went eight innings, shut innings with six strikeouts. You know, he had a great offensive behind him with Andujar and Cruz and stuff, but boy, that had to be nice to see Wilson have a performance like that.
Yes, I mean, it was great. I mean, he had it going. You know, I think he had walked, you know, towards the end, you know, one batter or two. But, I mean, he just got ahead and just forced early contact and let his defense, you know, perform for him, and which was really good. And then, you know, to get some runs as well. But when you look up, you know, he was just rolling, and it just seems like every time he came off the mound, it was two innings. You know, that was completed while he was out there. So it was really good for him. It was good for, you know, our young pitching staff as well. The cool thing is when we got to, a little bit of trouble, and the manager goes out and has a conversation with him. Pretty much everybody, you know, in the stadium thinking, man, great job. You know, he's coming out. But Derek Shelton leads him in and, you know, allows him to go ahead and complete the inning instead of going, you know, 7 2/3. But for him to rise up and accept that challenge was a really cool thing for him and also for our team.
Yeah, and then the cruise missile, boy, I mean, how many – has this guy surprised you? I mean, how many times has he extended – a lead with a rocket off that Clemente wall that drove in a pair of runs?
Yeah, I mean, that ball has some top spin on it. Just was hoping that it would just stay up a little bit more, just inches away from, you know, hitting a grand slam. But he's been putting together some great at-bats, you know, laying off some tough pitches, man. And you could just see him growing up, you know, just becoming a force. Like, but every night, you know, he's going to see, you know, a left-hander out the pen. You know, that's just out there just specifically for him. And he's, you know, accepting the challenge and, you know, facing it every night. So that's a really cool thing for him and for us to, you know, get to see the growth.
Well, and not only that, heading into next year, you know, you always got to take your lumps before, you know, it's never the goal, it's the journey. This team looks pretty darn solid heading into 2023. The pitching's coming together. The hitting is going to be another year under their belt with some of these guys. What are you looking for next year? Because I think you guys can do some damage in the National League Central.
Man, just looking for guys to continue to just take, you know, steps forward, the first step, you know, would be just you know, the mental IQ growing that, being that, you know, being in situations where I just taking the experience from, you know, this past year where we're on second base and no outs, and it was in Yankee Stadium or here in Busch Stadium, taking, you know, that into next year, you know, as well. And just growing, you know, getting more comfortable while being up here. And, you know, just like, doesn't matter where you hit in the lineup, just know that you get to make an impact, you know, in the game, you know, that night or that day. And that's the biggest thing, just see our pitching staff, you know, see our guys just continue to step up and can, you know, go out and just give us six innings. Like, if our starting pitchers can give us six innings every night, man, it helps our manager to be able to match up late in the game. So I think those are the cool things, just that the mistakes that was made this year, you know, they just continue to just get cut every year.
Yeah, and when you look at it now, the Reds will be in Chicago. You're a game behind those guys. The last six games, I'd look at it is, hey, guys, let's take these guys and drop them below us, finish ahead of the Reds. Any thought to that? And playing in St. Louis, where now they've clinched pretty much third, for the playoffs, not much to play for. I know it's their last three games in St. Louis. But what do you look for in that, and also with the Reds now chasing them down?
Well, definitely looking forward to, you know, chasing the Reds down, but that's just going to come through, you know, this series here, you know, that we have in St. Louis. And the biggest thing is just to take care of, you know, tonight's starter and Jack Flaherty, you know, just an old foe that we've seen a lot this year, to do everything that we can to, you know, get, you know, scare him out of the zone, and then hit him hard when he gets back in the zone. And that's our biggest assignment for tonight, and just have our starting pitchers do, you know, the best job that they can as well. And, you know, with that being said, if we just continue to do that, be patient, you know, play fast, you know, we got some guys that they haven't seen before, you know, different lineup than they've seen, and just let our speed them up. I think that's the biggest thing that's going to be important for us is, you know, our guys going up against, you know, great caliber of competition, but being able to adjust in a series based upon things that, you know, has been done or things that you're waiting to do because you got this team back-to-back series.
You know, and you talk about the Cardinals, and when you look at the Cardinals, the consensus is everybody talks about the Mets, the Braves, the Dodgers as they hit in the playoffs. They don't look at the Cardinals as much, you know, as far as that, but I like to look in the trenches. You see them up close. This team's a dangerous team heading into the playoffs. They put it together after Milwaukee made the trade with Hader and sending him to San Diego and stuff, and they have just put it together. And when you look at this team, the pitching, you mentioned Flaherty, you're seeing Wainwright, you're seeing, you know, Arenado, Goldschmidt up for possibility of a triple crown there, an MVP candidate. Man, oh, man, they better look at the rearview mirror because St. Louis could be a dangerous squad. Any thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, like you said, you got the law firm of Arenado and Goldschmidt, the bookends at first and at third base. Right. Then you got, you know, Tommy Edmonds. I mean, they just got guys. They got the two rookies, you know, that have come up and perform well. And, you know, don't forget, when you get to the playoffs and you get, you know, a potential Hall of Famer or a guy that will be a Hall of Famer behind the plate calling games, man, anything is possible for them. And they just win. They just play good, fundamental, solid baseball. And they wait for you to make mistakes. And if you don't make mistakes, they just still – you know, they could just still beat you with the stolen base here. They could beat you with a hit and run. And it's good. And their bullpen is solid as well. You know, we can't overlook that. You know, got Elsie coming out throwing, you know, California freeway, you know, speeds out there. It's just a really good thing. They're just a really good, well-rounded ball club.
Yeah, and now you see them six times, three in St. Louis. You probably all board the flights together and fly to Pittsburgh. That's got to be a fun thing because out here in Los Angeles, the Rockies are about ready to start a six-game road trip with the Dodgers. We talked about this before. It's just the way the season started. But, man, oh, man, nobody's going to pull any punches seeing somebody up close that many times in a week.
No, I mean, if you really think about it, it's what the minor leagues looks like right now. I mean, you know, you play a team where they do five games where we're throwing, you know, another game in there, six. So, I mean, like I said, it's just going to be a series of adjustments, you know, a series of just, you know, trying to take advantage of something, being timely of when you do it. The cool thing about for us is that, you know, it's three games here in St. Louis and then three at home, which is good. Which is even better is night day game. So anything is possible when you go from that night game to that day game. So we're just looking forward to the challenge, you know, getting this underneath our belt and being able to use it for next year.
Judge's 61st home run ties Roger Maris. He's one away from now breaking this thing. It's pretty interesting in, you know, what's happening here. I know he won't catch Barry Bonds, but he has a record of 73. But, man, oh, man, when you talked about MVP vote and that was your topic, I think you got to give it to Judge hands down. The guy bet on himself. He's going to get a Brinks truck to pull up to New York probably by the, you know, end of the playoffs and World Series if they get there. But unbelievable how this kid didn't give up on himself, and it's going to see amazing to see where how much he can get and where he'll end up when this is all said and done.
Man, I totally agree with you. Like, I have him down as you know, winning the MVP award, and also, you know, to win the you know, triple crown. It's because here's the thing, you know, he gets one hit a night and then mess around, gets walked, you know, two or three other times, because as the game goes on, you know, the at-bats become, you know, just even more important, and just teams don't want them to beat him. So he just has a chance of winning, you know, the triple crown. I mean, yes, he's definitely bet on himself, and it's going to pay out big time. So, I mean, you can call him Mr. Blank Check, Mr. Brinks Truck, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Almost a half a billion dollars. But it was just really good to see. And, you know, it's the coolest thing when you see that the best player on the field is the hardest working. I mean, we've seen him up close and personal, you know, back up bases, throw the ball to the right spot, hustle on and off the field. And, you know, that's what you want, you know, from your best player and the best player in the game.
Yeah. Hey, we got a comment from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Dan comes in and says, I know how to jumpstart the Steeler offense. Either Rowdy Tellez, Dan Vogelbach, or Max Muncy to compensate. Any one of those three with Najee Harris behind that offensive line in Pittsburgh would be something.
Man, I'll tell you what. I would take Daniel Vogelbach, but Rowdy would be close because, I mean, Daniel talks a lot. He'll keep it loose. Stay going. Rowdy is right up in there, man, because he looked like he just move a pile. You just give him the ball and just go right up the middle, you know, just get those crucial yards. So good picks right there.
Yeah, and you know what? Max Muncy, I think he's a Texas kid, so he'd make a heck of a running back too if he wasn't playing baseball. Good take out of Wilkes-Barre. Your National League MVP – they're talking bets. They're talking guys. I'm taking Goldschmidt. The guy just goes out there, does a job, and it's just amazing to what he – no reaction. You know, he seems so humble and everything, whether he hits a home run or strikes out, he just keeps that same demeanor. Any thought to Goldschmidt winning this thing?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and like I told you before, you know, Goldie and I go all the way back to our National League West days. I've seen him grow. See his family grow, just a great individual. And he just performed. And he's just performed, you know, pretty much for the most part of the year. I remember he started off a little slow, but then he went on that, like, 17-game hit streak or whatever. And he's just been on fire ever since then. I mean, I just saw a stat the other day. It was like 30 home runs and 50 doubles or something like that. Just like, dang, this is just crazy. And so he's done it. on the team. Has been the best hitter on a really good team all year. I have him down as winning that. Yes, Mookie, you know, has been great, but you know, Cody has just been there all year for me.
Well, as we wrap this show up, I know it's going to probably be tough for you to see the UCLA-Washington game today. I think UCLA keeps the streak going. A lot of people think Washington will. USC just keeps trolling along. Boy, it's nice to see you, a Southern California kid, seeing two of these teams could actually be 5-0 this weekend. Amazing.
Yeah, one of those teams I don't care too much for, but, you know, it's all good. But just looking forward to our number six ranked, you know, USC Trojan is taking on Arizona State this weekend, I believe it is. You know, looking forward, for, you know, to them taking care of business against a team that's just, you know, making adjustments. And, man, just feel awful for Herm Edwards and, you know, just the reports and things that I've read about, you know, the sabotage. Like, that's really, it's really tough. So, but UCLA, yeah, I think it'll be good for them to continue to win because it'll make that crosstown game that much better this year. And then also, you know, we just got to talk about one thing that just was other huge in sports was, you know, Tua, you know, taking the concussion, you know, last night on the hit on the sack. Man, just wishing him the best and well. It's not a really good look from the NFL, especially what happened the week before, but just hoping it just leads to, you know, him, you know, getting cleared and then getting cleared by independent doctors. So the next time he's out on the field, you know, everybody can have just, you know, clear minds, hearts, and conscience.
Definitely. And as we wrap this thing up, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you as we reconvene Monday in Pittsburgh with these same Redbirds.
Man, here we go. Facebook, TarrikBrozk. Instagram, same thing, TarrikBrozk, but add an SR. And on Twitter, TarrikSR. TikTok is just first and last name. Man, have a great weekend, brother, and looking forward to the show on Monday.
Yeah, definitely grab some coffee, run the arch, look at the Mississippi River, get in to see the Sea of Red, and take the Cardinals out.
And we'll do in that exact order.
Yeah. He's Derek Brock. Yours truly, Mark Mancini. We'll reconvene Monday in Pittsburgh. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms powered now by Mancini Media. Thanks for tuning in, guys.